I'm Tracy Samilton. When you think of Cuban exports, you probably think cigars, sugar, and rum. But Cuba exports something of much greater value to third world countries, physicians trained for free at the Latin American School of Medicine near Havana. In 2001, Cuba opened the school to Americans. As part of Michigan Radio's Pure Cuba series, I met a Detroiter who's finally realizing her dream of becoming a physician. Samantha Moore has absolutely no reason to be this cheerful and energetic when I meet her inside Salvador Allende Hospital in Havana. She's just off a more than 24-hour shift on her surgery.
Master, there were so many cases last night for surgery alone. So we got swamped. I was in an operation at 5 o'clock this morning. appendicitis.
In English, that's appendicitis. Moore gives me a tour of the hospital. If you overlook the dated building, it's not that different from the U.S. I see waiting rooms, busy hallways, doctors in scrubs, people going outside to smoke. What's different is the layout. There are lots of open-air hallways and courtyards.
As you can see, everything is open and airy.
Thank goodness for that.
It gets hot.
Yeah.
It gets hot.
Moore rates her education here highly. Her textbooks are the same as those in American medical schools. She has a lot of interaction with patients. In her fourth year, her class went door to door for several weeks, teaching Havana residents how to protect themselves from dengue and Zika. She's assisted in many procedures.
I've got to see hip surgeries, knee surgeries, and I can cast you. I know how to do the casting and everything. It's one of my favorites. It is. I like putting people in cast.
We sit under the shade of gigantic trees on the campus, and Moore tells me her life story. Her path to medical school wasn't linear. She got a bachelor's degree in math and computer science at the University of Detroit Mercy and a master's in computer science at Lawrence Tech. She worked.
It wasn't that I didn't want to go to medical school. I couldn't afford to go to medical school.
Then, one day, she got a call from her dad with news.
You can become a doctor if you want to.
He'd read about the Latin American School of Medicine in the Michigan Chronicle. He urged her to apply, and he kept urging her until she did.
You'll be bilingual, and you'll be a doctor. You have nothing to lose. And it's free.
With the average medical school debt in the U.S. about $180,000, free had a good ring to it. She was accepted in the program and 7 years later has no regrets. As to the weakness she sees in the Cuban medical system.
The weakness is financial.
Not surprising, given the Cuban government's limited budget. And Moore says the U.S. embargo doesn't help. Say a hospital in Cuba acquires a U.S.-made MRI or other machine and it breaks down, it can mean long waits for patients who need tests.
They eventually find parts that it's not something that they can fix, like, right away. Where in the U.S. is like, oh, we need this part, we can special order it, have it there in the afternoon or the very next day.
The main goal of the Latin American School of Medicine is training doctors to serve impoverished and underserved people in their home countries. Moore wants to do that as either a family physician or an internal medicine doctor.
I would like to do it in Michigan. I really would like to stay in Michigan and do my residency, so I'm hoping for that.
She'll graduate in June. Like all doctors in the U.S., she'll have to run the gauntlet of passing her exams and being matched with a hospital for her residency years. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.